Good morning and welcome into the Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring, back for a second time this year with Christina Golo, the president and CEO of the Villa of Hope. And we're excited to have another conversation and look forward to an exciting event coming up. And Christina, first of all, thank you again for taking the time and coming back and joining me this morning.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Now, upcoming, we have this gala on April 22nd that we're excited to talk about. But first, let's dive into the Villa of Hope. A lot of our listeners, I'm sure, across our area are aware of the Villa of Hope, but I didn't realize that the organization has been around since 1942. So this is nothing new here in the community. But tell me, from the time it started in 42 until now, how has it evolved into what it is today?
Yeah, sure. Completely different programming and, you know, obviously a different name. In 1942, we were known as St. Joseph's Villa, and it began as an orphanage. At that point, it was under the diocese, and there was a group of foster care kids, as orphanages were closing in the city, that did not have a place to go. And so about 100 children came to this space that is still our main campus here on Dewey Ave, and We're here as orphans for a period of time. And that's really how the Villa ran. The Sisters of St. Joseph's ran the organization until 1976. And in 1976, there was a separation from the diocese, and it became its own 501c3 and began receiving money from the state, but very much was a residential provider still for children and adolescents from 76 all the way until the time when I came in November of 2010. And, you know, the world was shifting and changing. Residential care was not what the community needed for our kids any longer. And so we began to shift the work over this last decade to become a behavioral health organization, and not just serving kids anymore, but serving all ages. And we did go through a name change and a rebranding in 2013 when we became Villa of Hope.
And now I know you have several locations and your staff is now all over the place, widespread. Could you talk a little bit about what it means for you now to be working with a great staff that you have at the Villa of Hope, and how has that evolved also, especially over these past 10 years since the rebranding?
Right. So today we have four locations. So we have our main campus here on Dewey Ave, and then we have space at J Street Water Tower Park, which has our outpatient clinic and a lot of our housed community services where our staff really do their work, but they go out into the community and meet with families in schools and in their homes. And then we have another location out in Tuckahoe, which is a community residence in Williamson. So four locations, probably our two largest, are here on campus and over on our J Street location. And we're really behavioral health focused, as well as social determinants of health. So talking about our 2030 vision, which is all about impact to social foundations, when we look at these determinants, they're really where somebody by happenstance lives, works, plays, goes to school, has exposure to violence, level of income. And so we know from our research today that 60% of those determinants really impact somebody's physical health, way more than even behaviors such as smoking and drinking. So that's why we've really aligned our four program areas of behavioral health, care coordination, workforce development, and those community-based programs. And that's really where our 375 staff now work and focus on in order to directly impact those social determinants of health.
Sure. And you touch on the, you know, your 2030, your vision towards the future, which I can't believe is only 7 years away. But over the next 7 years, then, how are you planning to further evolve? I read your vision 2030, but if you'd like to touch on that a little bit, and you're further evolving to adapt to what is a changing landscape in the area of behavioral and mental health.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, what you see is the common thread throughout each of those four core areas is the mental health component or the substance use component. And so until, you really are able to impact an individual in those areas, it's very, very difficult for them to move on to either complete their GED or other schooling that they need to complete and or hold a job. And so our goal is to really address the mental health components, access to the services that they need in our community through our care coordination, and then really work to get them either the education or employment that they need so that they can really move on a different path. Our work over the next 7 years as an organization to see that strategy through is to tie the data components and the research components to those four core areas that we're doing. So we have a social determinants of health assessment tool that we use, and we want to make sure that we have our right electronic health record with our data components so that we can make sure that what we're doing is actually making an impact to those that we're serving. And we also do a perception of care 2 times a year. So we're making sure that we're getting feedback from those that we're serving on how their experience was and if the work that we're doing is actually making an impact for them.
We're talking with Christina Gullo, the president and CEO of the Villa of Hope here in Rochester, with four locations across our area, including the main one that you're located there at Dewey Avenue. And we talk about mental health diagnosis and how much that has increased here recently, and especially in these past several years following the pandemic, and now especially with adolescents too. That is one big group where we see these diagnoses increasing. How has the Villa of Hope responded? What are some of these other ways that you've responded, and in what ways will you look to continue to respond if this trend unfortunately continues in the future?
Yes. And I think definitely all research points us in that direction that it will. And the numbers are larger on the adult side, but certainly very, very much have increased with our adolescents. And, it's just a really important time in adolescents' lives, and to have COVID happen and to have a shutdown happen where now the socialization and the learning and kind of the normalcy of their lives completely changed and shifted, and then put the stress of the adults and the families that they've had, that they've been faced with as well, our adolescents are definitely seeing tremendous increases in anxiety, depression, thoughts of sadness, thoughts of suicide. So what we've done here, a couple things. In September, we opened up a Living Hope Treatment Center, and that's a detox program for 16 and up. So they're actually the only beds for 16 and 17 year olds in our community. Most of the beds start at 18. And then also we are adding more capacity for our mental health outpatient clinic. And so we do have the site that I talked about at Water Tower Park on J Street, but we will be opening a building on our campus. And so we'll have an additional space here for more services, and also to connect directly to Living Hope Treatment Center, because I don't unfortunately see it slowing down. I actually see the need continuing to increase. And the good thing is we're talking about it now. And so, it is so pervasive that there's less stigma associated with it, I believe. And that's a good thing. But the unfortunate thing is there's less stigma with it because it's so much more pervasive.
Yeah, and obviously still a long way to go, but we have made progress in that regard. And now we understand why this is so important and how the Villa of Hope does help these individuals in our community. And overall, that helps all of us. So Portraits of Hope Gala, that's coming up here on April 22nd. So a lot of our community members might be thinking, this is all well and good, but how can I help? How can I get involved? Well, there is a way coming up in just a couple of weeks here, and it's even going to be a lot of fun. Can we talk a little bit about the Portraits of Hope Gala coming up on April 22nd?
Sure. It's our largest fundraiser that we do every year. Actually, during COVID, when we couldn't gather together, we were the first organization to actually do this on TV through Channel 8. And so we didn't stop through this entire time. And so it's really a fun event. I'm actually giving the keynote this year because mental health is, yes, it's a passion of mine professionally, but there's been personal experience of my family. with mental health, as many of us can probably attest to. So I will be speaking and talking about that. It's a wonderful way to give back to this important work through silent auction, through buying a table, through sponsorships, through ads. And then we also have a mission call at the event. If you're unable to attend and you still would love to support us, all you need to do is go to portraitsofhopegala.com. All the information is there. In any way that you would like to support, we would really appreciate that.
So you mentioned purchasing a table, Christina, and that's also an option if you'd like to support. Where can we get these tickets for the gala coming up?
Yes, there's lots of ways to support. So if you go to portraitsofhopegala.org, you're able to get into that website, and you can either make a donation directly to Veil of Hope if you're not able to attend. We'd love to have you. There's ways to purchase a table at the event. You can bring friends with you to the event. That's a wonderful way to get involved and to support. And then also there's ads, there's sponsorships, and there's other ways to support the gala as well. So portraitsofhopegala.org.
And what do you hope? What is your goal to gain from this event? Obviously, we're going to have fun. We're going to raise money. It's going to be wonderful. But as far as continuing this effort of reducing the stigma in our community and having an important conversation surrounding how critical getting mental health or health help is right now. Is that something else that you hope to accomplish through this event?
Mm-hmm. It is. I think that this event will provide a lot of awareness. So there's besides the keynote, there's also a Champion of Hope Award. There's also Did You Know throughout the event at tables so that people can understand more about Veil of Hope, more about mental health, and ways to be able to get access and ways to talk to somebody who you might see that could be struggling in you know, your life at work, and what to do and how to handle that. And some of it is more, you know, simplified than we think. You know, many times it's checking in with somebody and how are you doing? Is there anything that I can do? And then how do you help somebody get connected to the services that they need?
Sure, absolutely. And I believe this is also an event that you put on annually, correct? This is something that has happened in the past. How rewarding has it been in the past to not only raise money for the villa, but also to interact with these individuals who are passionate about helping this cause?
Yeah, amazing. There's just so many wonderful people, some that, you know, come back year after year and support us. And then it's great when somebody comes and says, oh my God, I had no idea that the villa does this work. You know, I still think we have a little ways to go to help people to understand what our expertise is today. So it's opportunities like this to be able to talk to you and to be able to get our message out about who we are today and the great work that we're doing. And we're just honored to be able to continue to serve the community.
Again, you could purchase a table at portraitsofhopegala.org. And I'm looking forward to also this being right at the Hyatt in downtown. So this will be very conveniently located. And that is a Saturday, too, April the 22nd, 6 until 11. So this should be a fun event and all for a good cause. Thank you so much, Christina, for joining us today and for everything that you do with the Villa of Hope. And we look forward to the gala coming up on the 22nd.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.